This is what you're supposed to hear from like few chat, not few podcasts. This is my, one of my favorite songs. 60s. Now, do you ever get that song just stuck in your head forever? It is this song, but it's like a remix of this. This one is by Dottie West. Going out of my head. Which you know by Little Anthony and the Imperials. So this is the regular version. Now, here, the switch. This was, but this is too much bass. Take the headphone EQ and everything off. I'll take the reverb out.
I want you, you want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you.
Yeah, so this song's stuck in my head for like a week now, because I've been listening to it. This one, the remix, is by Gramophone Z. Gramophone with a D-Z-I-E. Gramophone Z. So it's Gramophone Z. European, of course. Just the remix, but the song stuck in my head. It's like, oh my god, I'm going out of my head. I am going out of my head now. But no, here's the thing. We have to go back to AC/DC because I tribute it, and then come out because I don't understand what popping does. So I'm gonna do this right now. When you switch to AC/DC, we can begin. Okay. I'm just hitting playback cue. Okay. So on the regular podcast, you hear that beginning, since nobody's awake right now, except me. Well, there are people awake, but who knows? Who knows what they're doing? So everything's cool. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Did we get... I was thinking something. No. Did we get targeted? And these people, I'm just, you know, think you're something else. I don't like that guy. The So let's get them. Let's bully, mass bully. Did we get that? That's not. And yesterday, I spoke about the mass, the media mass, like TV shows, movies, and actually I saw one just last night. Let me find it. I saw this thing. I just they're pulling. It's by Ridley Scott. I mean, it's religion thing, and it just. I don't know, and it's got the robot too. Malfunctioned robot. Let's see, where is it? Raised by Wolves. For HBO Max. I just started watching a little bit. The description is, after Earth is torn apart by the just difference in the human race teeter on the edge of extinction, an atheistic android architect sends two creations, mother and father, and some embryos to a planet to raise them. But then I saw it. I mean, it's cool, but it just how each person perceive it, right? Now, if the mass didn't get the real message, they decided saying, "Hey, we should become androids," right? The mass who saw this say. I'll give a number, like 100,000 people saw this show at the same time. The mass consciousness, oh, Android. We love Android. We want Android. No. The mass consciousness affecting people whose brain are tuned into it. Would they love Android phones with actual Androids? Robots? Would they become atheist? Would they become more religious? Right? And you think it will affect people, but in the end, it will never work completely because a lot of people watch this, be like, oh, that's entertainment. Oh, who cares? I got real life. So it's like half and half. You get the effect of whatever people say, yeah, we should release this TV show because we want to propagandize the planet to go this way, but it doesn't work because sometimes be like, yeah, right, like the mass, yeah, right, I don't think so. That changes it. So it will never work 100%, but if it's done correctly, yeah, you would do a lot of damage, make everybody believe. Like look what happened to 9/11, right? The mass said, we gotta go and get those guys in the Middle East. Then we found out they were all working together. Now we know. So, but we say, okay, go get them. Then you got this desert storm thing, right? It's bad because Desert Storm might have started because of CNN. Might have. Because I was listening to someone what the theory was. I'm like, oh, it's like, oh, wait a second. No, if this person's correct, whoa. Yeah. It's like, whoa. And this was taunt. That idea was taunt back then, way back then. So you gotta think, like, uh-oh, right? What's our media doing? But now, of course, it's not working because they've been lying. It's like the young shepherd with the wolves, right? The cry wolf, the young boy cry wolf, or whatever that story is, everybody knows. Then, you know, in the end, they try it again, and people are like, no, we don't, you're lying. Yeah, go away. And that's what's happening with the media. The mainstream media. Now, alternative media, it's doing something similar. I think it's being flooded. It's always flooded with everything, but lots and lots of good stuff coming out. Will it be a subculture, like alternative news, like my podcast? What do you think? If you think Joe Rogan's podcast is his subculture, because mainstream hate him, so it's a sub. Just like the bands, all the bands that I'm friends with here and there. And, you know, they're the subculture because they weren't accepted by mainstream. But they were accepted by mainstream, but not talked about. It's like, this is your morning news, this. At the nighttime is that. It was different. You need to think about it. It's like, wow, this is... craziness. So are these truth movements like I'm a telegram, you know, just saying hi right now, all these channels I have on telegram, are these subcultures? You know, they're all talking about the same stuff as I do, and they're opinion of it usually pretty much the same, within the same level, I guess. I can't say level, but still we're the same pretty much. When we see something, everybody's like, it's probably that. Yeah, and don't get into it too much. Don't read into it too much. Oh yeah. Oh, a new joy. So my best friend's funeral is tomorrow. I'm gonna do the traditional Buddhist send off. But he's been, when I meditate, I see him once well. It's happy. So that's good. Now, if I went or the drove, I would probably, yeah, rather drive over there because there are places I want to go. Right? But here's the thing. Will I be checked? I would. No. Like, nope. Cannot stay, or you can't go to a restaurant, or can't do this. I don't know what it is. I just, under the conditions that I am in, it's like maybe I shouldn't go. So I decided not to. Then I was thinking New Jersey. I was like, oh, the election. It's like, it's close in the election, but Mr. Murphy won. So I don't know. New Jersey's weird. Yeah, New Jersey's very. It's like Los Angeles, but it's on the East Coast, and it's got a Philly. You got the Philly girls too over there on the East Coast. You know why? Because I grew up there. It's called Northern Philly. Valley girls. Oh yeah, they're a bunch. Same. It's all the same. And do you seen the movie like Nerds, Revenge of Nerds, Alpha Betas, the Lambda? There's that exists. Because I was in a band or stuff. You don't get invited to parties, to the job parties. And finally, they came to our parties. Yeah, just like, yeah, everything's cool. Then we listen to the jokes they're talking about. It's like that photo with the CIA, was FBI or CIA, Secret Service dudes that have same haircut. Dress the same, they all group together. They're supposed to have some kind of second insurrection thing or something. Didn't happen. The agents, that's where they are. Every party they were invited, same joke, same thing. They all dress the same. Then you can tell. They said, we dress. No, not really. Some of us have long hair or something. Some of us have the skater pattern, skater look. Some of us have BMX look. Some of us are band. And some just normal kids, artists and stuff. I mean, it's a little different, each one. But then it's like, are you, you know? Then those guys show up, so they look the same. Not saying that they're not cool, they're okay. Just, you know, copycats. It could probably say the same thing to us, we're copycats. But for those of us who play guitar, play bass, play the drums, or singing in the band, the lead singer. We were different. We were treated different. It's like, we cannot touch thing. Sort of happened, sort of not. We didn't care. Those of us, it's like, dude, let's drink some beers and talk about life. And back then, I actually knew what was happening in the educational system where they're starting to teach the socialist thing. So I was trying to be funny and say something stupid, like we need a Dr. Evil. No. So we can go and save the world from this Dr. Evil. We need a villain so we can go in and save it. That was a joke. I'm not sure they got it. They did get it, but they did not get it. Because I know they would. When I went to somebody's, when in college, somebody's history class, they were talking about. splitting of United States. Like, that's not cool, man. It will never happen. They taunt them. It's like, all right, eventually it's going to split it. So they were pushing it way back then. I'm going to turn the fan up. Hold on. Gonna turn the fan up. It's too loud. But pointing towards my back. So it's a little warm here. But the new fan is working perfect. It's beautiful. I like it a lot. So whatever. So Fed tapered crypto went shooting up a little bit. Shiba is done, it's like plummeting, but everything else is good. Yeah, and then read this article yesterday from Zero Hedge. Say something really strange happening in hospital all over America. Young people coming in, they're it's not COVID cases, but they're having issues with their heart. They're being treated for abdominal pain, respiratory problems, blood clots, and heart conditions. Bioweapon. That's what a bioweapon does. So you got it? Oops. There's one story says a 12-year-old boy just suddenly died. Coronary artery issues. Okay, so cardiac arrhythmia. Okay, these are young people, and I like the way I think people at their edge. They know what the issue is. I like the way they ask the question at the end. So why are so many young people suddenly dying? Having such a serious problem with their hearts. Can anyone out there explain this to me? It's not by Tyler Durden, it's by this guy, Michael Snyder, themostimportantnews.com. Can somebody tell him? Did you get the shots? Did you get what people say, the job? The jab, the job, the jab. Guess what's in there? You ever read the original master plan, the agenda papers? Then you know what they do. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, kids. Rest in peace. We're going to find out. Because they're filling up the ER now. I cannot imagine when it's winter time. Like, heavy winter where you only get 6 hours of actual daylight. Well, you don't get, you get a little more, but So from like, say, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, get actual sun coming up. Then the sun sets around like 5. By 5 o'clock, everything is dark. So you get like, most likely 8 hours, maybe. Can't imagine what it's going to be like. And they're going to find out. People are going to find out. It's like, what's wrong? It's hard to watch. That's when the ER person. What are you going to do? Well, we know what's going to be. Let me see. So this guy probably knows. Of course he knows. But it's, I like the way he questioned it at the end. So what's happening? We'll let you figure it out. Participate. If you figure it out. If you haven't figured it out by now, the coincidence of this, the mandate, and kids dying, if you can't put the two and two together, then I don't know. Good luck. Really, good luck. I can't say anything else, because what those of us know and try to convince people, they're not listening because they got the media made it happen. Not only that, of course, the push for it. Like, if you don't do it, this will happen. They scared everybody to death with this. It's like doing the 9/11 thing again, convinced that the building was knocked out by airplanes. Like, not the two towers, I'm talking about the seven. Building seven, it was still there. And they say, oh, it's coming down, then it came down later. Oh, it's like to change, oh, we had to take it down because we had to put a demo in there. Well, that's quick, man. Only a few hours, you're able to set up the demolition thing. Like, wow, that's super fast. Usually, doesn't it take a couple of days? You gotta get inspected before you, boom, right? It's all been lied to again. And it's working. It's worked. But the other half of the population says no. They're smart. Now here's an article, how you can tell. So 40% of TSA worker who oversee the airport security checkpoint have not gotten vaccinated yet. So maybe I should have traveled, but to me, just, I don't know. I think I made a correct decision because I don't know what's happening. I don't know what they're going to do, these people. The one side is doing some nutty stuff. Maybe it's not such a great idea to travel. Now, if I was living in Jersey, if my best friend was actually, no, family member, I would have done it, yeah, I would have done it, but it just, I mean, he is a family, really is, but just, I think the timing just, it's nuts. Um, And talking about another thing with it's a supply thing. I went to the Asian market today, yesterday. Went to get some stuff. No, some new thing. Some things that were missing a couple of weeks back are filled in. It's great. It's like, oh, cool. Some other older stuff. I'm like, oh, you're back. Okay. Then I'm trying to find something else. Like, oh, it's all gone. It's like, anyways, you don't see nothing. Like, so where did they go? So the whole just supply chain thing we have an issue with. I'm still on zero heads, and here it is. So an article, it's like, get ready for food rationing. I think where we are, we're okay. I'm okay because I prepped early. In case we don't have anything, I got stuff we can eat. And I'm still buying the camping stuff. The ready to eat. Not the military one, but MREs. For camping companies. Really good. They do a really good job with like a freeze-dried, like soup, freeze-dried breakfast. It's not going to taste the same as the real thing, but it's not bad. Like, it's passable. Stuff packets of oatmeal. We got a whole bunch of, like, noodles, dry noodles. You can just use hot water. And we got the propane and butane tanks with the fire. No, in case there's no fire, but hey, I think we're gonna be okay over here. I think the gas will keep going. Natural gas. We got a natural gas stove. Keep going. Even if the electricity is out, it's okay. But the cold part is now the weather is cold. If AC, if we have issues, we have no electricity, we can just open the window and be okay. Get some cold air. Yeah. Oh. So I didn't know they were headshot, but commenting. Oh, the first one I see 13 hours ago. So, oh, you're dying. That's how you know the vaccine is working. And well, each of these incidents was preceded by a victim noticing the price of gas in your area. Oh, nice. So everybody knows. Well, that's good response because we're not fools. The public are not fools. Only a few are fools and they repeat. And repeat what the big guys, mainstream or whoever, the agenda people, repeat. I'm gonna repeat what they say to you. You must get it. Why? Because you're gonna spread it, but well, if you got it over there, you don't have to worry about it, hey? But no, you don't understand. You just have to get it again, because now it's a new one. So every several years, several months, you're gonna get a new one, prefer the previous one, but then now if you get it, you don't get it, you're still spreading it. So if you, well, why would you? So it just, it's mind-boggling. Some people just cannot bypass that. So cannot. I don't know. I'm scared. Fear is the one of the biggest factors on certain things. I'm sure the same thing will happen 9/11. People say we should go revenge, but a lot of people say we gotta stop them before they do it again in another city. Right? So, but it didn't happen. Because later on we found out. Some of us found out and leaked info, then was researched and I found out there are other parts of it. You know, the details. But they convinced it was based on fear. It's like fear, like, oh, we gotta do this. Why? Because if we don't do it, something catastrophic will happen, and we have to do it. Convince the people. Scare people. Scare tactics. They did it. Okay. So what now? What should we talk about? I actually put this on my list bookmark. You know, because, you know, with all these prepping and stuff, it's like, oh, you know, what if I'm out doing something I need? Should I get a knife? Should I get something? Then, so this thing, a while back, 60 bucks, it's not bad. It's multi-tool with a knife. Like, it has a window breaker, just in case. Like, hey, this could be like a daily thing in your pocket. And it's got a wrench, adjustable wrench. Like, hey, you can fix those. Could probably bring this with my bike, right, ride around, like, just fix things. It looks nice. I don't know. I'm not sure how easy it is to use, but it seems like a pretty cool thing. So I'm going to look into it. It's only 60 bucks. Might actually be a really good Christmas present for someone. Anything else? So that was one thing. And of course, yesterday I said TC Helicon, so I'm looking into that. I have to see. I think I'm okay with this setup. It's a little different. I can readjust the volume slightly. I think. Yeah, that's fine. You can hear me, then it's fine. The volume might be a little low. Get it back. Check. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. So, anything else? I don't know. Check is. I think I have to get another battery. I know everybody said Jackery, but do I need Jackery? Or should I go with some other brand? Jackery's got 5 stars. Can we trust the 5 stars? Everybody said, yeah, it's great. Okay. There's another one. I'm looking at somebody else. It's a 700 watt. But the one that I'm looking at is 1,000. 1,000 watts. There's a 700 watt. At 1/3 price. I'm like, ooh. And it's got 5 stars, too. It's only 13 people got it. So, I don't know. It's tough. You can get solar panels separately, of course. Well, the Jackery one is with solar panels, so. And their solar panel is supposed to be really good, too. But can you just get used ones? And be just get a whole bunch more, like, instead of two sets. Buy the used one for, like, cheap. And make your own thing. Like the weatherproof one, they put on rooftops. You can get the used ones, the reseller. Should I get those instead? The only thing is, like, you have to pick them up and gotta make something apparatus where they can sit. We can just put on the grass. Or put on the side of the building, side of the house. That's my plan originally. Just pull inside the house, a few panels on one side where the sunrise is, and a few on the other side where it always have the light. And do it that way. So I have to look into this. The Jackery is $1,000 without the solar panel. So $500 for solar panels. Now if I get this one, it's called Loop B. 700 watts. It's not 1,000, but it's good enough. It's like, eh, it's not bad, not bad. Then spend another $500 for a solar panel. It's like, hey, save $500. Should I do that? Should I not do that? Seems okay. Seems somewhat high tech. You can charge it with a vehicle. You can charge it with a wall socket. Charge with a solar panel. But that's come with the solar panel. No. I have a small one right now, but let me see what this company does. They sell some electronics, okay. Can it be trusted? Or is this like a very common one? Everyone's got change of battery. I know. It's the same one everybody got from, China. And they say, hey, put my logo on top. We sell as ours. Yeah, but the same as the other guys. It's like, yeah, I know. It's all the same stuff. But we just put our name on it and we sell it. Even it costs like $100 to make, and then we sell it for, I don't know, $4. Hey, the mouse is back. I don't know. Maybe they got it for something like $300. And they sell it for $5. Loopy. Let me see. If I type in, I just copy and paste. Some power station. Okay, let me see. Portable power station sponsored by, I don't even know what this brand is. The Blue Yeti has one. It's $700. It's like, it's 700 watt. Hey. Blue Yeti. That's a brand I can go with. So they got a power thing. Looks nice too. So I might actually just get those. If they offer solar panels, I'll go with it. What we need to do? That's Live. 1978, AC/DC Live album. They do sell with a Blue Yeti solar panel. And it's cheaper. I got Karen Trees. It's only 800, dude. Jack Ray is like 1600. But 800 for half the price. I'll be okay. I'll be like, yeah, it's good enough. It's just for everybody else. Anybody else, like, oh, I got a charge. Even though internet, I don't know what's going to happen. If the electricity goes out, that means the internet goes out. Not sure the cellular line. Cellular data should be okay. If that's okay, then that means we can just unplug and plug in this thing. So this is for everybody in the house. Because the one I have right now, it's just enough for me. I need something bigger. So this is it. So find out. Maybe I'll get the Blue Yeti. See if it works. If it works, perfect. Yeah. It's 200 watt version. What is that one? Oh, the $1,000 one is the extra 800 watt thing with the solar panels. That's not bad. Oh, it's $1,000. Yeah, 1100. That's not bad. Bookmark this. Let me see if I can. I'll put in the bookmark here. That's not bad. I'm looking, so I'm gonna look into it. And then, of course, on the bottom, they would say, oh, you can get the other one, the Blue Yeti power station. This one's $1,600 they have. That's better than Jackery. So, you know, based on names, right? Name brands. So, oh, this, well, because Jackery is known for this and known for that, and we trust them, even though the other guy who does the same work, maybe a little better. A little cheaper because they're trying to get in the business. Like, no, we don't like that. We don't like that. No. You know, take that into account and think about everything else in the world, in your world. Right, there's some people say, oh, I only like Starbucks coffee. Then introduce them to Illy's, introduce them to the other brands, big brands, with the little brands, like local brands. It's like, nah, the coffee tastes like crap. Even though they didn't taste it, they would just say, nah, I don't like it. I don't trust it. I like Starbucks. Starbucks. It's my favorite. And they got the people are so nice. But the coffee costs too much. Costs a little more. I mean, you can make it at home for $1. And it's better. And I say, no, it's not. It's made with love. With baristas. I mean, do we tip in? No. Get those people, right? Then you put that together and you think about how many people, how many are like that with coffee. Now you imagine those people. They listen to some crazy news and they follow through with it. It's like, oh, because they said it, so I'm going to repeat what they said to you. Right. Yeah, that the things like the off-brand is the rest of us in alternative news, alternative media. The people who went to the house, more people come in, of course, but then there's that section of the population that's, you guys suck because you're not real. We still get that. You don't know what you're talking about. It's like, I don't care. It's like, you know, it's like you keep pushing the things, what they said, and you know, eventually you're going to have a heart attack and then pass. I don't care. I trust them because they're better than they're real. You're not. We still have those people. And can you help them? No. It's nothing you can do. So it just, you have to get ready for it. Because nobody, because it could be your family members. And if they pass, then just, oh man. Like, I don't even know what to say. Should I do this? Should I not do this? What should I do? There's nothing you can do. Just keep your mind focused. Not focused, but keep your mind. Yeah, I guess you can't focus. But just keep this in mind that people will be gone pretty soon. If they don't, hooray. But if they do, you have to keep it in your head. It's like, it's going to happen. You're going to feel sad. If you get too depressed, you might go. So you got to get past it. It's like, you got to move on. That's going to happen. It's like, you just have to go. Move on. Keep your mind together. Just keep going. And for the things that you know, you teach, when the new generation come back, when population come back, you have something, you have an obligation. Well, you don't have to have it, but you should have an obligation to teach them. So tell them what exactly happened. Inform them and say, this is what cannot happen again in the future. You see it, you gotta go against it. So, hopefully, it'll be nice. It works out. Let me see, what's this? We got two ratings. So, yeah, it's pretty new. They just came out with this. So. But anyway, yeah, the difference. I'm looking at a product, but from my point of view of just people's comments on product a certain way, you can feel the same with in the public, and you can feel the same about the same certain subject. There are always certain percentage do not want to fear of. It's based on fear, maybe. Like the thing was said, I said about Starbucks. Maybe they fear they didn't get a crappy coffee. But for those of us know how to make coffee correctly, just like the barista do. Well, some barista do, but majority do. We make good coffee. Like this one from Tarjay's brand, pumpkin spice. It's not like the, it's got the pumpkin spice, just enough. You get the flavor of it. Get the aroma of it. And that's it. That's all you need. Maybe a little taste of it. It's not sweet, unsweetened. Starbucks, you get it. It has the taste. But when you open the cup, say it's all orange. So it's got a natural juice, pumpkin juice. Tell you the truth, I like my from Tarjay better. Because it doesn't become a pumpkin juice coffee. It's actually coffee, but with a pumpkin aroma. So you can make great coffee at home. You can have those machines too. You can make your own coffee. You can go search for Bings online. Some sucks, of course, but most of them are pretty good. Especially some of the local brands you can find. They'd be like, hey, you know, why bother? Why bother with a Starbucks? Yeah, it's got a pretty cool app. Pretty cool, you know, talk to the baristas, and they'll talk to you while you're waiting for them. They were taught to do this. Have a conversation, be friendly to people who are waiting. They will ease their attention a little bit. So they have a conversation. Yeah, it's cool. You know, talk to some lady, young lady. Say, how's your day going? I say, yeah, it's pretty good. I say, it's getting a little cold. You know, I feel great because it's cooling. Like, oh, I don't like the cold. Something like, oh, okay. Yeah, just cannot get used to it. I told her to get some vitamin B. I didn't say Monster juice, but Monster soda. But that's one source, vitamin B. You can vitamin B anywhere else. Vitamin B will definitely give you some heat. I'm not going to recommend the glutathione thing because actually I had it before the show, before the podcast. And I feel great. It's warm. It's like my bones are warm. My feet are really warm. I'm back to where I was a couple of years ago, where when I sleep, I don't put any blankets on. I just sleep with a Sobatabi shorts, t-shirts. Winter time, I might put like pants on, jeans, or something. You know, then we're good. We're good to go. You don't need a blanket, don't need nothing. I slept like that for years. I didn't need a blanket. That my internal heat, so there's so much of it, I don't need it. Even walk on the streets of Manhattan, I didn't need it. I didn't need a bigger, thicker jacket. Sometimes I have to take off my jacket. So just heating up. So I had a conversation with the barista. I mean, it's nice, Starbucks, like that, No, yeah, it's a nice place. Like I said, you get a free Wi-Fi, but then, you know, step off it. Tell people to step off it. You don't need it. You don't need to go there. Go somewhere else. Have coffee somewhere else. Taste the difference. Be more adventurous. But most people are not like that. I found out they just, when they got used to this, they stick to it until that place closes down. Then they're like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Then they go through the whole drama thing. Then they go find somebody else. And I'm like, hey, this one's not bad. You know? It's like sort of being lazy. Maybe not. But, you know, from my point of view, hey, I say just go find something new. Go find somebody else. Go find something new. Try it. Even with these alternative news, you might find a plea. Try it. Give it a shot. See what they say. See what they say. Really. Listen to them. Even though it's just like, I'm so disgusted by it. Try it. Right? Try it. You don't like it, go back to your where you are. I guess what the people said, being sheep. Yeah, go back being sheep. It's like, I can't. I'm sorry. I know. My soul is nomad soul. Nomads are known for finding out, go, of course, some comfortable places, but they will just go find stuff to do. Go find things, go find other things. Or, no, if they stay, they will find something else to do where they are. They will wind up saying, nah, I don't need the brand stuff. I have my own mind. I want to do the things I want, the way I want. You might convince me to go somewhere, but yeah, I'm gonna stick to this. I'm gonna try everything. Maybe I'll find something really neat in the end. Be more adventurous. Adventurous nomads. One of my best friends, my best friend Sean, what I'm attributing the music for until this week, because the funeral is in 2 days. But our friend, our mutual friend, Mr. Ed, who were in connect with a whole bunch of other people. Ed's also a connector of my friends. One of them is Ken Block. That's where we got the 43 from, because it's magical. The number combinations, magic. Every time with my friend Ed, see all over the place. Just, you'll point it out to me. You're like, dude, you're freaking me out, man. Freaking me out. No. Stop it. But it got so contagious. Like, yeah, let's put everything in 43s. It's been 43 for several decades. And of course, Ken put 43 on his car, so he knows. He knows. They were the original 43 people from our group of friends. They were the original. It was Ken, my friend Ed, somebody, I think it was like three other guys. They shared a house in Escondido. So they were together. Everybody went separate ways. Mr. Ed's like me, nomad. Well, I'm not really that nomad, but I could become nomad. So he is on the West Coast in his van, driving around, living in a van. I think he works at a farm, but still, I don't know if he's where sleeping in a house or he's just still in a van, like a window van, one of those moving vans, and just live that way. It's like, likes it. So I would like it too. I think one, if I really got into it years ago, I would have, yeah. But now I'm just, you know, my traveling days are probably going to slow down a little bit because of my back issues and other things I want to do. I want to have a little studio where I can record things. So I need a house. Need to build a room, soundproofed, or something. And I want to listen to hi-fi radio, like bass speakers and stuff. I want to listen to like classical music, jazz music, you know, in that sense. I want to do that, like the old dude thing. You're old man. It's like, that's right. I'm going to do the thing. So I'm going to get this bunch of different espresso makers and even make my own moan coffee. Be my own barista. Have my own coffee setting. Like Starbucks. But be mine, right? Then I'll invite people in. Then we can have this new podcast. We can get a couple of mics and just talk BS like everybody else does. Talk about life. Why not? Life is fun. Until you make it no fun for everybody else, don't ruin it. So be adventurous. That's it. That's the key for today. That's the key word for everybody. Be adventurous. Not just talking about going out, going to some new clubs or to a new place or something, spend money. No. Be adventurous every day. Do something else. Like I said before, go. You don't like alternative news, go look at it. If you don't like the mainstream news, go look at it. You might actually learn something. Be adventurous. See your point. This is how you figure out how the world works. And you get like a great idea of it. Then you're like, wow, this is profound. It's profound knowledge when you become adventurous. No. So that's the key word for today. Go meet the things that you don't want to meet. Never meant you don't want to, but you know, try it. I mean, don't get stuck in it, but just give it a shot. See what their point of view are. Yeah, that's how you measure the world, and guess what? That's how you do. That's how I do. How you know finance? You find money, we put the money where, like people say, put the money where your mouth is, but not put the money where your wisdom, internal wisdom tells you to, on the based on all the things you gather, what the news you gather, what the information you gather, make a the judgment that sounds to you sounds. This sounds correct, and usually it's probably correct, and just go for it. Decision making. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and watch. And don't panic. Don't panic, like, oh my god, it's not working, let me get out of this. Hang on, just hang on a little bit, we'll come back. Yeah, this is all you get it. You can see the whole world. we see everything in the whole world, whether it's true, not true, but usually pretty true on certain levels, then you get a good idea what the world's going and what your future could be like. Then you can do a lot of guesstimate on the things that you need in this future time. And the things like, you know, I can do this. Yeah, so be adventurous with everything. And that's it for the chat, for the podcast. Nobody showed up today. I got an excellent connection too. It says excellent popping. Like, and nobody showed up. Like, what's going on, man? Usually when people come in, listen to the podcast, and it's just like, excellent, 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 and poor. A few seconds later, oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Nobody showed up. That's all right. Yeah, so anyway, enjoy the day. 7:30 here on Thursday of November 4th, 2021. Have a wonderful day. And think what I said about adventurous. Like, try something. Try something today you normally would not. But don't go crazy and be like, oh, I will never do that again. Just try it a tiny bit and say, all right. If you don't like CNN, go to CNN.com. Just read the titles. Read the first titles. If you really don't like it, go watch Mark Dice doing the YouTube channel, doing the Little Brian Seltzer. Little Brian. Then you'll be happy. But if you're the opposite, be like, oh, I hate that guy. You can go back to that too. But at least you tried to go to the other side and see what's happening. Right? So that's the key word. So enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow.